How do you get anything if you don't know what it is? You've got to create a burning desire or hunger. You got to want it. That's how you push through fear. That's how you push through limiting beliefs. Or that's how you get uncomfortable. You know, that comfort zone's a nice warm place, but nothing grows there. And so you've got to push through fear and all that by knowing what it is you want and why you want it.
Welcome to the How to Scale Commercial Real Estate Show. Whether you are an active or passive investor, we'll teach you how to scale your real estate investing business into something big.
Rod Kleef is a multiple business owner and philanthropist who is passionate about business, high performance real estate, and giving back. Rod, this is your second time on the show. It's been a couple years. I didn't have time to look up the episode number beforehand, but in case you didn't hear Rod the first time, go back, find that episode there on the How to Scale Commercial Real Estate podcast. That was a great episode then. Rod, it's a pleasure to have you back on today.
Oh, thanks, brother. It's good to see you again.
Absolutely, yeah. Rod. The pleasure is mine. There are three questions, however, I ask every guest who comes on the show in 90 seconds or less. Can you tell me, where did you start? Where are you now? And how did you get there?
In 90 seconds?
Got it.
Oh, man. That's a long, sordid story, brother. I started because my mom bought the house across the street when I was 14 for 30 grand. 2 years later, she told me she'd made 20 grand in her sleep. And I said, forget college. I'm going to do real estate. And fast forward to today, I've owned over 2,000 houses. I've rented long term, 200 of them in your backyard in Memphis. We won't talk about that. And then the rest are in Florida and Denver. But, you know, I now own thousands of apartment units. I lost $50 million in 2008 and 2009, and it was a single family that pulled me down. And so what I'm known for talking about on my podcast and at my live events is the mindset it took to have $50 million to lose in the first place, and probably more importantly, the mindset it took to recover from that to the success that I'm blessed to have today.
Let's talk about that, because I think, you know, if we get, and we don't have an agenda for this show, I think you and I talked here ahead of time, for those of you listening, you know, a lot of times we'll just kind of hash out some of the high points we want to hit. I think you and I are going to kind of wander all over the place today and have a good time doing it. But one of the, you know, we talked about that on your first episode. So if you can go back and listen to Rod's story, you can. Losing $50 million, that's a big deal. Like, that's a big hairy deal, not only to build a portfolio of $50 million, but then to lose it. I do want to talk about the mindset it took to recover that. So let's spend a little bit of time there.
Sure.
And then compare that, if we can, before the show's over, we're going to compare that to where you see us in the market today.
Kind of, oh, you guys, the proverbial, you know, what's about to hit the fan. There's no question about it. So, you know, so how did I have $50 million to lose in the first place? And how did I recover? When I lost everything, I reassociated with what I wanted and why I wanted it. So, you know, if you come to one of my boot camps, the first thing we do is goal setting on steroids, because how do you get anything if you don't know what it is? You've got to create a burning desire or hunger. You got to want it. That's how you push through fear. That's how you push through limiting beliefs. Or that's how you get uncomfortable. You know, that comfort zone's a nice warm place, but nothing grows there. And so you've got to push through fear and all that by knowing what it is you want and why you want it. So you've got to do your goals. By the way, if you haven't done your goals, write this down. Write down rodslinks.com or text the word links to 72345 if you're driving. At the bottom of that link tree, that's got all my social media. It's got my podcast. I have the largest commercial real estate podcast really in the world now. We're over 20 million downloads. And it's because I spend time on mindset and psychology. But if at the bottom of that link tree is my goal setting workshop, I do it every year on the first of the year. I'll do it again January 1st of this year. And, you know, how do you get anything if you don't know what it is, right? And people spend more time planning a Christmas party than they do designing their lives. And so do your goals. That's designing your life. Have your spouse do it. Have your kids, if they're over 10 years old, do it. So again, text the word links to 72345 or go to rodslinks.com. It's there. I'm not going to try to sell you anything. Just go design your life. So that starts with goals. Then you got to make a decision. And that's what I had to do back then. I decided to get out of my pity party and get my butt back up and make stuff happen. And the Latin root for the word decision means to cut off. A great analogy for a real decision would be, if you're going to attack the island, you burn your ships because you're taking their ships home. It's committed. There's no 1 foot in, 1 foot out, dipping a toe in the water. It is freaking done when you make a decision. So you got to make that decision. That's the next piece. Then for me, I had to get back up after I made the decision of what I was going to do, which was focus on multifamily, because my multifamily did just fine when I lost everything. It was the single family that pulled me down. So then I took that first step and I went out there and started buying multifamily again. And that's the next piece. You got to take that first step. And, you know, in this business, I have a lot of students. that are very analytical. And if you're analytical, you know who you are, and I love you, but you know how you typically have to check off every box before you make a move. Well, you can't do that here. You've got to take that first step. You know, a great analogy for this would be you can drive all the way across the United States at night, headlight only seeing 60 feet in front of you. You know you'll make it. Other people have made it before you. You may have some obstacles, but it's the same way with your goals. But you got to take that first step, okay? So make a decision, take that first step, because you don't want regret. You know, the worst thing in the world is regret. Don't fear failure, fear regret. You know, there was this nurse in Australia, I may have mentioned on the last episode with you, named Bronnie Ware, who's a hospice nurse. And yeah, and you're right. The five biggest regrets of dying. She asked her hospice patients, "You have any regrets?" And the biggest regret was not doing what I know I could have done, doing what someone else, you know, told me to do, not doing what I know I'm capable of. I can't think of anything worse than that. So no regrets. Don't fear failure. Fear that. And then, you know, it's the next thing is pushing through fear and limiting beliefs. You know, when I so what is fear? You know, F everything and run, or false evidence appearing real. I think, yes, it's probably that for sure, because 99% of what we fear never happens. But it's definitely, in my opinion, face everything and rise, because it's the successful people that push through in spite of the fear. And limiting beliefs. You know, when I immigrated to this country, I got thrown into school. I found out what bullies were for the first time. And my mom, proud Dutch woman that she is, sent me to school in these wooden shoes. These are the actual wooden shoes. We found them when we put her in assisted living. And so I got my butt kicked again. And then we had bullies that lived on the end of my street. And, you know, they chased me home, and she chased them off with a fly swatter. So the next day I got my butt kicked. You know, I came up with this belief system that I wasn't good enough. I used to ask myself, how can I show them I'm good enough? And which presupposed that I wasn't. So, you know, a lot of people have these limiting belief systems. I'm not smart enough. I'm not good enough. I don't have enough time. I don't have enough money. I'm not analytical enough. That was another one of mine. There's a reason the acronym for belief systems is BS, because 99% of them are. They have no basis in fact, but we believe they're real. The next piece is focus. I knew I had to have laser focus. The most successful people on the planet have an extremely high degree of focus. And here's the thing, whatever you focus on gets larger, and wherever focus goes, your energy flows. But you know, you want to make sure you're not focused on negativity. You know, we started to talk about politics and what's happening in this country, and I got flamed up because I'm very much on one side of the fence there. But the bottom line is whatever you focus on gets larger. And you know, they asked Mother Teresa when she was alive, she was anti-war. She said, "No, I'm pro-peace." You know, I get students, or people, not students, students know better, but I get people to call me and say, you know, "What do I do to get out of student loan debt?" I'm like, wrong question. What do you do to make so much money the debt's irrelevant? Because again, whatever you focus on gets larger. I listen to two podcasts, and I try to stay on both sides of the aisle. One is Tim Ferriss, was definitely on the other side for me. And then there's Joe Rogan. And, you know, I get excited about my 20 million downloads. I think they get that a week on theirs. But on Tim Ferriss's show, I listen to it because it's fascinating. And he interviews the best of the best in every walk of life, the best athletes, Michael Phelps, NFL, NBA players, best actors, Ed Norton, Hugh Jackman, Arnold, Jamie Foxx, CEOs of the biggest companies in the world, like Zuckerberg, billionaires like Ray Dalio. And he deconstructs their success. Okay. He interviews them, deconstructs their success. And I started to hear a pattern. They almost all meditate. What does meditation enhance? Your focus, right? So pay attention to focus. That's a big one. The next one is playing to your strengths. I knew what I was good at, and I'm a great communicator. And so I started the podcast, and I'm the mouthpiece for my acquisitions company. I have my thought leadership business. I have, you know, over 1,000 students around the country. They now own coaching students. They now own over 180,000 units that we know of. I'm super proud of that. And I've only been teaching 5 years, and I teach them, play to your strengths, hire a line or partner for your weaknesses. Okay. Because when you're playing to your strengths, you love what you do, and when you love what you do, success is inevitable. Don't do what you don't love. You know, one of the best combinations in my business, multifamily real estate, is an analytical person with an outgoing person, introvert with extrovert. That's a match made in heaven, because you need both pieces. Some people are both, but most are better in one or the other. Here's the thing though. Don't live someone else's life. Do what you're good at. And when you do, you never work another day in your life because you love what you do. And when you love what you do, you're passionate, and passion is required to influence people. And so, you know, so focus on your strengths. You're going to love what you do. You'll be passionate, and then you'll be able to influence people. And that passion is the fuel. You know, when you have that passion, it breeds creativity and innovation and minimizes or even eliminates fear. Just a couple more pieces. The next one is peer group. who you hang out with is who you become. You know, when I was losing everything in 2008 and 9, I was in Tony Robbins' platinum partnership, which at the time was about 130 grand. It's more than that now. But I was around people that were killing it in the crash when I lost, you know, $50 million in 2008 and 9. They were killing it. And that's when, right when I was in that mastermind. And they're like, get up, you big wussy. Go make something happen. 50 million schmillion. That's who you want to be around when the soup hits the fan, right? And so, you know, pay attention to who you allow to influence you. Most people will default to a peer group that they went to school with or that they work with. And so, and sometimes these people don't have your best interests at heart. They're naysayers, or they're afraid of your success, or they're afraid of feeling like a failure if you succeed. And sometimes it's family. And I'm going to tell you, love your family, but choose your peers. Get around people that want more out of life. People that'll push you and hold you accountable. That'll hold you to a higher standard. Most importantly, that think what you think is hard is easy. You know, if you're playing tennis, do you want to play tennis with somebody that's better than you or worse than you? I mean, you know the answer. And then the last piece I'll talk about is failure. You know, you only fail if you don't get up, back up, you don't get the lesson. You know, I call them seminars. We really fail our way to success. You know, problems give you feedback. You know, I will tell you, if you come to my boot camp, I've got a virtual one coming up in January, and I'll give your peeps a hell of a deal if they want to come. But, it's a Saturday and Sunday. On Monday, you'll get a survey from me asking you what you thought. And of course, 99.9% of the feedback is fantastic, but I'm looking for that 1% of constructive feedback and how do I make it better? And that's the only way to get it. You know, I got to meet the billionaire owner of Spanx, Sarah Blakely, you know, the women's undergarments that hold everything together for women. And women know who this is. But anyway, she started with 5,000 and she's a billionaire. But I met her at a mastermind that I went to, and she told me that her dad used to ask her and her brother once a week, what have you failed at this week? I thought, what an awesome freaking question to ask your kids. You mind if I mention my boot camp real quick?
No, go for it.
Oh, okay, yeah, so I've got a virtual boot camp coming up. It's coming January 6th and 7th, so you can do it at home in your underwear. I don't sell anything there. It's not a sales pitch. It's 2 days of training. And if you come, use the code SAM, and you can come for $97, okay? And so where you go is you go to rodslinks.com. If you're driving, text the word links to 72345. There's a ton of free resources there. I've got free books there. My social media is there. If you've got a question about anything about this business, I answer every single question on social. So if you ask me a question, you'll get an answer from me every time. Some people are like, is this a bot answering and I got to send a picture in my underwear with my fingers up or something? No, and then it's me. But anyway, but the point is, go there. My bootcamp site is there. When, you know, the price will be $400 or $500 by the time the bootcamp comes around. But if you put in the code SAM, you come for 97. I don't sell anything there. It's every aspect of the multifamily business, soup to nuts. And if you go to the bottom of the bootcamp website, you'll see hundreds and hundreds of testimonials. And if you come and you don't love it, I'll give you your $97 back. I don't mean like it. I mean freaking love it. I'll give you your $97 back. So, you know, there is that. But anyway, so that's coming up January 6th and 7th. And Rod's Links, there's a lot of free resources there. And again, at the bottom is my goal setting workshop. Do your goals. You should be doing your goals two or three times a year. Go do it. You know, you'll really enjoy the process, I promise you. So, yeah.
Rod, that's a lot, man. I appreciate you going into detail on that. You know, having the people around you, I think that, you know, can help recenter after a devastating loss is probably
sure.
I think, one of the things I took away from what
you said. It helped me a lot. Helped me a lot for sure. Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. So you came out of that, you rebuilt your portfolio. You kind of gave us some insight on, you know, how you structured everything and got your head in the right space to recover from
mentally.
That.
Yeah. All the mental structure. Sure.
Mm-hmm. And that sounds like it's 80%, maybe even more, 90.
It is. Listen, that's the reason my students are so successful, because I'm pushing them so hard on the mental and the psychological part. The technical is easy. You can learn that anywhere. Go to YouTube University, you know, come to my bootcamp for $97. You'll get the technical and you'll get a lot of mindset stuff as well. I'm going to tell you, you're going to leave that event juiced out of your skin. But the point is, most people don't do that piece, but that's the most important piece, okay, is the mindset and psychology for every aspect of your life, your health, your wealth, your relationships, your happiness. Mindset and psychology is the most important piece for sure.
Absolutely. No, I love that. That's absolutely great. How are you setting yourself up now? This is not something we got to talk about 2 years ago.
Being very conservative. I'm going to tell you that. I'm very conservative. Like, I haven't bought a deal in over a year. I've got a deal right now, screaming deal under contract. It's 200 units in San Antonio, about a little over a mile away from another 296-unit asset we own. That's one of our top-performing assets. And this deal is this unit, this place is even nicer than the 296. And We're getting it for $100,000 a door. The one next door sold for $137,000 a door. You know, this place was under contract for $26 million months ago. We're getting it for $20 million. I'm a screaming deal. We're assuming a low interest loan. I'm very, very conservative, Sam. I mean, like we'll have 6 months of operating reserves of expenses, just, you know, in case the, you know what hits the fan. We're going to do a huge CapEx renovation budget there, almost $4 million, and we'll have $360,000 of it in just in case we miss something. I mean, that's how conservative we are. The projections are very conservative, but that's the operative word today, is be conservative. I really believe the soup is about to hit the fan. There's a ton of debt coming due, and when debt comes due in the commercial space, you either have to sell or refinance. Sales are down almost 90%. Refinancing is extremely difficult right now because of the interest rate increases, and we have what's called debt service coverage requirements, meaning, you know, when you buy a commercial property, they're looking at the property's ability to service the debt, not yours. They're not looking at your income. They want to make sure the property will do it. And so, you know, these operators, I know some world-class operators that are in deep doo-doo right now. I mean, they're in trouble. And I mean, guys, I really have a lot of respect for, because they got what's called bridge debt, which is like hard equity money in the single family space. And it's very onerous debt. It's low adjustable rate interest rate, short term. And, you know, I'm embarrassed to say I'm in a couple of them right now with a past partner that did it. Talked me into it. We'll get out of it, but it's no fun. But there are a lot of them that aren't going to get out of it. And so there's incredible opportunity coming. You know, there's been a lot of greed these last few years. You know, Warren Buffett's famous quote, be fearful when others are greedy. I've been real fearful the last couple of years. But then again, the flip side of that is be greedy when others are fearful, and the fear is here. It's coming. All you have to do is watch the news. Don't get me started. But just keep this in mind: the news are not there to inform us. They're money making up. They're not public service organizations. They're there to make money, and the censorship and the propaganda on the news anymore is just almost like mind-numbingly stupid and amazing that people are falling for it, frankly. But don't get me started on that. But just be careful what you bring in, and that's why focus is so important. That's why your goals are so important. So you don't get sucked into that stuff. Stay focused on your goals and what you want, and this could be the greatest money-making opportunity of your lifetime, because I believe everything's going on sale. Businesses, definitely every asset class in real estate's going on sale. You know, so whatever it is, pick your vehicle right now, decide, and go learn it. If it's multifamily, get your butt to my boot camp. If it's something else, go learn it right away, because if we're in the middle of the soup, it's going to be too late. You got to build relationships. You got to understand how to value stuff, and you know, whether it's businesses or real estate, you got to understand all that. And so that takes some time. So you want to get up to speed as fast as you can, because we may have a lull before the election. I think rates are going to come down because the current administration has to do something. You know, unless they're going to steal the election again, they're going to have to do something to look decent. And so, you know, it's going to be, you know, lowering the rates, try to make the economy look better. But after this election, watch out, because I really believe the proverbial, you know, what's about to hit the fan. I really believe that.
Well, for sure. If you just look at the amount of debt that's maturing in the next 12 to 18 months, and it's a staggering number. And
yeah. Commercial debt. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's a staggering number. We'll just seeing how that plays out will be interesting. I do have a mechanical question on this deal that you guys are buying. Why is someone even selling a deal that has a fixed loan?
They ran out of money. Yeah, they ran out of money. Horrible operator, horrible management. They've got 40 vacancies in a market that we're 96% occupied, a mile and a half away. And these units are bigger. They have fireplaces. It's on a lake. It's a nicer asset, but they've let it go to hell. And that's why we have to raise $4 million in CapEx that's probably $3.8 million to do the renovation there on 200 units. A pretty significant CapEx budget, but it's going to be a world-class asset. Again, lake on one side, golf course on the other. It's got all the bones of really being something spectacular, but it's horrible management, which is what we love to see. That's the ideal scenario, because we're assuming low interest debt on that. It's got 7 years left on it. We're not getting new financing. It's got 4% debt on it, which is fantastic right now. So we're assuming that loan, and just a very exciting, screaming deal. Very excited about.
How do you keep your acquisition teams busy? I mean, it's been a year.
Oh, we're going through so many deals, man. I mean, we looked at so many. We've kissed so many frogs, you have no idea. So many frustrating where people have outbid us. And we're like, no, we're not going to go higher than that. And, you know, it just is what it is. By the way, if you're accredited and you want to take a look at the San Antonio deal, text the word partner to 72345. And we'd love to talk to you about it. I also have an incredible free resource for investors, passive investors. It's probably the best out there. It's this, we call it the cash flow club. It's the Cree cash flow club. If you text club to 72345, we'll give you the link. It's got videos, books, articles, emails. I think it's just probably the most incredible resource for passive investors that's out there. We're not going to try to sell you. It's just a free resource. If you want to check it out, it's Cree cash flow club, C-R-E-E cashflowclub.com. Or text the word club to 72345 and we'll send you that link. Incredible resource for learning about passive investing. Or better yet, come to my boot camp, honestly. You know, why would you give your hard-earned money to someone without having some basic understanding of what it is you're investing in? So many people do that. They'll put their money in the stock market, haven't got a clue what's happening with it. Don't do that. Spend a little bit of time learning what you're investing in, either at my boot camp or, you know, go to the cash flow club or learn elsewhere, but learn before you give your hard-earned money to someone. That always kills me when I see that. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Rod, this has been great. You've given us kind of the way to get our heads screwed on straight. You've told us about this, the deals that you guys have been sorting through, finally finding one in San Antonio.
Right.
One thing I read this morning, and I spend about 1 minute a year on social media, but for better or for worse, it's just not where I spend my time. But I did read something this morning, and they were talking about capital raising, and they're saying, man, this is a challenging environment to raise capital in. How are you guys climbing that hill?
I mean, you know, it is tough. It's right now, it's not finding the deals that's hard. Moving forward, it's gonna be finding the money, and you know, it's gonna be a challenge. And you know, you just have to allay the fear of your investors. I'm actually doing a raising capital workshop the next two nights. It'll be at the bottom of Rod's Links, because this will probably air afterwards. But at Rod's Links will be my raising capital workshop. It's like 4 hours, what I train my warriors, my coaching students, on how to you know, raise capital. So go watch that at Rod's Links, or text Links to 72345. And again, I'm teaching that tomorrow and the next day for 4 hours. So, you know, the soup to nuts. So if you want to learn how to raise capital, you're going to want to watch that, because it's again, it's what I teach my warriors at my warrior only events, my coaching students. It's what I taught them at my warrior only event, because it's so important right now.
It is. And it's interesting to see even the bigger names that it's like, hey, you know, even the shops that are raising lots and lots of money are saying the same thing. Like, this is challenging. So it's sure. Gotta, you know, adapt
a lot more handholding. Yeah.
Yeah. It's adapting. And it's like you said, allaying the fears of your investors and presenting really the sound deal mechanics. I think that'll really help close the deal. So that's really, really cool. What else is there? Is there anything else here you want to leave with our listeners? We got about 60 seconds left on the show.
Yeah, no, just go to rodslinks.com or text links to 72345. And all my stuff is there, you know, and you can learn a lot. There's a lot of free resources there. If you're interested in, you know, in investing passively, then go to the Cree Cashflow Club or text club to 72345. And we'll chat with you, or you can, you know, just see what's there and set up a call if you want, or just learn. I mean, it's just, but you got to learn. If you're going to invest your money, for God's sakes, at least have an understanding. There's the questions you should ask before you get in a deal is one of the books there, one of the free books there. My best-selling, number one bestseller, I've given away tens of thousands of copies, is there for free. How to Create Lifetime Cash Flow Through Multifamily Properties. There's a bunch of, just a ton of free stuff there. So anyway, that's it, man.
Fantastic. We'll make sure to include that all there in the show notes. Rod, it was great to have you back on the show again today. Certainly appreciate
Thanks,
your time.
Brother.
And I guess my normal question is, how do our listeners get in touch with you? But you've done plenty of sharing how they do that here on the show. So again, thank you for coming back on the show. Have a great day.
Thanks, brother. Thank you. You too, man.
Hey, thanks for listening to the How to Scale Commercial Real Estate podcast. If you can do me a favor and subscribe and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, whatever platform it is you use to listen, if you can do that for us, that would be a fantastic help to the show. It helps us both attract new listeners as well as rank higher on those directories. So appreciate you listening. Thanks so much, and hope to catch you on the next episode.